You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, I've talked a lot about Marathon Mates, RNIB's new virtual marathon. And although your chance to take part is disappearing rapidly, literally by the hour, we thought we'd talk to someone who's actually completed Marathon Mates. I'm amazed you've actually done this so quickly. I shouldn't be sound so amazed. That's terrible. Alan Russell is one of our producers here at RNIB Connect Radio. Of course, a host of Early Edition as well, at least up until lockdown. He's with me on the line. Hi to you, Alan.
I can't believe you're shocked that
I know, that's terrible,
so
isn't it?
Quickly in
I'm amazed you finished it. I'm amazed you're still standing. No, I don't mean that at all. But how did you get on? You were running the 26.2 miles alongside what? Was it your daughter?
Yeah, well, the idea was that we would split it. So we'd do 13.1 miles each. So Laura would run in her town, and I'm in a village maybe just a few miles away, so I would be doing my laps there with Quigley the guide dog. And we'd rack up the miles that way. But as it turned out, we actually all managed the 26.2 miles, because
Oh really? Yeah. Sorry, again, I don't mean to sound surprised.
Yeah, my taxi fares were expensive.
Yeah, no,
we did actually do it. Which, and I am not a runner. I mean, the last time I was athletic was at high school. Right, that's the last time I competed in terms of running. It's not my favorite thing. I mean, you can walk it, you can jog, you could do, you know, a mile a week, or well, maybe not a week, but a mile a day. It's not a huge amount to do, and there is still time to sign up because you've got until the end of the month to do this. But we were kind of surprised, and because my daughter's actually doing, she was doing this couch to 5K, she's now doing the couch to 10K, so she's out running and goes to the gym anyway. But for me, it was getting out and pounding the streets, and for Quigley, he quite enjoyed it, I have to say.
I bet he did.
And it was fun, although we managed to only do it when it wasn't raining.
Of course.
Which for anyone who's got a dog knows it's better when you have a dry dog. But we managed it, and we're really chuffed. We did the 26.2 miles each, so we all covered a marathon distance. Even Quigley, and he's got, you know, two sets of paws. He's got four legs. So we managed it, and it was good fun. We're really proud we did it, and we smashed the £1,000 barrier.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, we only had to raise between us £150. That's all you've got to raise if you do Marathon Mates.
Yeah.
You just see, between the two of you, and it's 75 quid each. Not a lot of money.
And between you, you've got over 1,000.
We've managed to get over £1,000. I think we're allowed to collect until the end of the month. So, you know, I've had friends donate, I've had family donate, people where I live, the area down here, have kind of been really generous as well in donations. So, you know, everyone, thank you so much. It was amazing. We were not expecting to raise so much money, and we certainly weren't expecting, or I wasn't expecting, to do on my own 26.2 miles. But there you go.
Well, that's right, because you, as you say, to do 13.1, but you kind of caught the bug, I guess. And, you know, once you, it's that thing, isn't it? I know exactly where you're coming from, because I am a couch potato. In fact, I am the soil that this potato is born in. That's me. That's how deep into the soil I am, deep into the ground. And I know where you come from, you know, but once you start moving, you kind of think, do you know what? I quite enjoyed that walk. I'll do another one today. And it just gets you going.
Absolutely. And where I live, it's kind of out in the sticks. So there's lots of sort of country pathways, and you kind of walk along by the farms and things like that. Mm. So it's nice to walk around. There's not lots of roads to cross. So there's not lots of traffic to deal with. So I was going out walking more anyway, because, you know, we're all working from home at RNIB Connect Radio. So, you know, you take the chance to get out and stretch your legs a little bit more probably than usual. And because Quigley is not working as much as he would normally do as a guide dog, it's important to kind of keep his fitness up and keep up his working memory as well, so he remembers what he's supposed to do. He doesn't think he's furloughed. So we were getting out more and more anyway, and there are some pretty steep climbs around here which we kind of tackle as well. And you do actually feel the benefit, you know, maybe after a week you start to feel the benefit of it. So we just thought, well, let's just keep going and we'll see if we can do it, and we did. So, you know, we're all really proud.
So people can still donate, you think, up until the end of the month. So how can they do that?
Yeah, I think people can still make donations. I think if you want to take part in Marathon Mates, I think it's the 21st, the 19th or the 21st.
That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
Information. Yeah, so go to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk. You'll get all the details there about it, how to sign up, when it's on, until you know, do get involved. If you want to donate to, we called it Quigley's Crew.
Oh, well, of course, yes. Yeah.
Obviously. So it's justgiving.com/team/Quigley's-crew. And Quigley is Quigley's. So there's no apostrophe in there either for everyone who likes their grammar. It's very poor grammar, but it is an internet link. Or just search for us on Just Giving. Just go to justgiving.com, search for Quigley's-crew. And yeah, please do make a donation or just get involved. It's only 150 quid between two of you that you have to raise.
Oh, that's brilliant. I honestly am so proud of what you've done because I haven't done it, and it's shocking and shameful, I know. But I did say I would throw money at people, so I'm happy to do that. I think getting up and doing it is making the first step is always the hardest bit. And I think Marathon Mates actually is a brilliant way of getting it, people out. I hope it comes back next year. I hope it's back next year.
I hope so too. And I'm really heartened to hear that you're going to not spend money on a certain smiley box delivery people product
from the fruit company. I'm gonna give it to you instead.
Yes, thank you. I'll watch out for that coming and remind you. But yeah, hopefully they do it again next year. I know the big jump is on.
I'm not getting off my couch. I'm certainly not getting into a perfectly serviceable aircraft and then jumping out of it. No chance. You can have that one on your own. You and Quigley can do that one. I'm not quite sure
about that one. I think I've wrung people dry at the moment for their money. So
yeah, give it a year.
Give it a little break.
Give it a year. Al, thanks so much for coming on and telling us about it. Alan Russell there, of course, talking about Marathon Mates. As he says, you can find out more by going to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk or search on justgiving.com for Quigley's-crew for more details on how you can sponsor Alan Russell as well, part of the RNIB Connect Radio team. Thanks to Al. This is RNIB Connect Radio.